Welcome to Coffee with Creamer. At the intersection of culture and a Christian worldview, every day we seek out compelling conversations, looking at what Scripture has to say about everything from art and politics to theology and philosophy. So grab a mug, settle in, and listen up. It's time for Coffee with Creamer.
Well, that same old introduction, but not a same old show today. This is our final show. We've been on the air for 10 years. I have had the show for 10 years. We changed names a couple of times, but it's been pretty much, it hasn't been the same show at all. Things changed dramatically over the years, and for good reason, I think. So anyway, I've invited a few of the guests that we've had on, especially for the free-for-alls, the ones who've been on most frequently, to join us. We would love to have had everybody, but we just can't fit everybody on. And so we've invited six guests to join us today and share their favorite memory, or just a favorite memory, about doing the show. And we'll just bat it around, talk about it. So I've had a great time doing it. I've loved having you guys on the radio. We all have a day job that we're obligated to, and so it's been a privilege to do this. But what's been most fun about it for you? So I'll start with you, Kevin. You give us an anecdote or something.
Well, I think the first the two shows that were the most memorable for me was the first one, because I was petrified. You know, I was petrified of what I might say, you know.
So were we.
You know, I could ruin myself. I could ruin the college. I could ruin the radio station with something I said. I was petrified. And then the other one that's most memorable is because it's the opposite of that. It's like all three of the articles we talked about that day just irritated me. And I was in a bit of a curmudgeon-y mood anyhow. And so I just growled the whole show. Literally,
I
growled
remember that show.
People actually talked to me about it. That we're listening to the show.
How is that different?
I guess
from
normal. No. Well, see, the thing is, you know, usually you put on your best face for people who aren't dear to you.
You would think.
I knew that things had changed. I considered the people who listened to the show to be dear to me at that point.
You trusted us with your bare feelings and never did that again, did you?
Absolutely, yes.
I'm curious, because I kind of remember that show, by the way. I remember a few shows where something came up, and Joe, you got a little growly a few times.
I never growled.
Somebody who was, you know, some poor person begging off society.
Come
or
on.
Something.
It was just, man.
No, I remember a few things here like that. Go. Anyway, so you hear right off the bat, we've got Daisy on the show. Daisy, nice
yes.
to have you on the show, by the way.
Thank you.
Kevin, nice to have you on the show.
Way.
Thanks for giving us the first topic. Joe Waddell is on the program.
Happy
right
to be
now.
Here.
We'll also have four other guests that we'll introduce in just a few minutes, but second anecdote, I guess, Joe, would come from you.
So I have had the privilege of hosting the show from time to time over the years, and there was one time when, and I've gotten to interview people either remotely or here in the studio, but one time a few years ago, I interviewed and got my son, Samuel Waddell, to participate in the show, and that was a real blessing for me. He loves sports, and he talked about sport figures who are believers and using their sort of their fame and fortune as a platform for sharing their Christianity and being a blessing to those who we can't reach, because that's just not us.
Right.
You know, he's off at college now, and he actually has his own weekly radio show, half-hour radio
wow.
show.
How great is that?
That he gets to do. And he's talking about pop culture and politics and Christianity and those sorts of things.
Nice. Impressive.
Yeah, it's very cool. He even called the high school game there up in the town where he's
wow.
at just this past week. So he'll be doing that as
so you,
well.
So you did, I don't know how many shows you did by yourself, a dozen? Do you think it
probably,
was that
probably more than that.
Okay, so
yeah.
However many you did. I'm really grateful for you filling in on those
yeah,
times when
yeah.
I was gone or whatever was going on. And you had your son on the air. Did anybody ever criticize you for that?
No.
I had my son on the air back when we did a live show. I had my son on the air.
Huh.
And
I think
had
both sons.
And it was really fun.
Times.
I think I did. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think that's right. And I loved it. I mean, I enjoyed it. And 99% of the people gave positive comments. But a few people, it's like, oh, self-serving can you be to have your own son on the air? I didn't say anything back. I mean, what I wrote back was just a polite, hey, thank you for your input, whatever.
Yeah.
But the reality in my mind was, why wouldn't you want to bless your children with things God
right.
has blessed you with? And why wouldn't that be a good thing? Why wouldn't we see it as good? I love it when pastors do that and they have their sons
mm-hmm.
working for them. And they even have succession plans. I love all that stuff. I think it's a good idea. Daisy, did you want to comment on Joe's or do you want to introduce your own?
I want to introduce my own, but
okay.
it is.
Well, hang on. Before
yes.
you introduce
oh,
your own,
okay.
do you want to comment on Joe's real quick? Or are you good?
I can just growl.
Okay. All right, Daisy,
I think I'm going to be growling in a minute.
After,
go ahead, yes, Daisy.
Okay. All yours. So I produce, as you know, but I also have hosted and co-hosted quite a few times. And so
and
I
it
don't
did.
Even know.
I just, I'm going to affirm for everyone, yes, what you said on the last on Tuesday's show, which is it took forever,
yeah,
for people who think that I don't give Daisy enough airtime. It took years to get her to be willing even to say anything, mm-hmm, on the air, much,
yes,
less to become a personality on the air.
Yes.
And notice he's taking the airtime right now. your segment.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
So I know what it's like sitting in your chair, Dr. Creamer, having to run the show, figure out the timing, fix it just so that you end on, you know, just the right time. It's a lot to do.
You're getting real close right now.
I am.
Hurry.
Yeah.
No, we got plenty of time.
Even though I've produced for so long, still, there's something about sitting in that chair at that mic that makes it like your brain stops working the way it normally does. So my story is about Joe, because there was this one show that I was producing for him. I can't even remember what the topic of the show was.
Remember.
Do you remember what it was?
No.
Okay.
No.
But it was the funniest thing. And what was so funny was that he was sort of telling the joke on himself after the show. And so he knew exactly what had occurred. And I have been in that exact place so many times. I know what he was dealing with. So he was doing a show and he was ending. But, you know, sometimes that timer thing is kind of feisty, especially the last segment, because it's a lot shorter. We have a lot longer
11,
thing where I
10,
yes,
9. And so, that clock is counting down.
It is.
And you've got to wrap it up.
You do.
Don't want dead air.
And you want it to be like, you know, you want to have content, yeah, and have it wrap,
yeah,
up the show.
Powerfully.
Powerfully. But so Joe's is like, he's getting to the last bit and he's starting to look worried, and I'm watching because I have a window, and he's like, and so there we are, and we've got the end of the show, and we just praise God and America, and God bless America, and see you next time. And it was hilarious because he had absolutely no idea what he was saying. But I've been in that place so many,
yeah,
times where you walk down from a stage and you have no idea what you just said. You hope, like Kevin said, that it's not frightening, that it doesn't ruin anything. But yeah, it was hilarious.
You weren't on that show, were you, Kevin? You weren't on that.
I would still be teasing Joe if I was.
I was here alone.
I was. Oh, you did it by. That was a show
I think
by
that
yourself.
Was an alone show. Yeah.
Okay,
himself,
so
yeah.
I was told about it afterwards. Obviously, I wasn't here. That's why you were hosting. Mm-hmm. But when you told me about it, I remember you telling. Do you remember how you have told
for sure?
It? You
yeah.
told this several times. It's become a meme for
and
us.
God
around the building.
And people and virtue, and we love everybody. Amen. What? What was that supposed to be?
So sincerely, around the building at Criswell College, we've gotten used to if something's a crisis, something's an emergency, we got to get it done right now. somebody breaks out into and God and country and yes and amen and
exactly.
whatever it is that you did
right.
as your way of ending the show. But it's true. When I did the show for the first, I bet, 3 years, I relied on a sheet of paper that I had in front of me that had about 4 different closes and 4 different openings.
12 seconds.
So that when your mind was turned off because you were watching the clock count
yes.
down, 7, 6, 5, you could just read the words off the page. It is more confusing than people think. Back in just a moment. At Criswell College, we look for students who've given up everything in their own lives and have chosen instead to follow God. Our planning is thorough, our work is diligent, and our product, that is our graduates, are excellent, but we absolutely can't do it on our own. If you're interested in becoming a one-time giver or a sustaining partner to help us train the next generation to transform the culture, then visit BarryCreamer.com to give.
Listening to Coffee with Creamer. We tackle the hard topics, walking with you through the everyday of following Jesus in a world where sometimes that can be downright confusing. Freshen up your coffee or tea and turn up the dial. Here's our host, Barry Creamer.
For the second part of our conversation on this final airing of Coffee with Creamer, I'm joined by Grand Poobah of Academic Information Services, Dr. Scott Schiffer at Criswell College. Nice to see you, Scott.
Yeah, thank you. Good to be here.
And by the self-deprecating genius, Winston Hotman.
I like that.
that's
the new title of my blog.
And obviously, Daisy's staying on with us as well. Scott, we're giving everyone who's been participating regularly, repeatedly, as many as we could invite anyway, an opportunity to share favorite event, favorite whatever.
Sure.
And then we'll just talk about it for a second. So what's yours?
Well, I think that I have several things to mention here. First is I always enjoy hearing from people who say, I heard you on the radio, and I was listening to Dr. Creamer. And there was a girl one time that said to me, I almost had a wreck the other night because I was listening to Dr. Creamer, and then all of a sudden I heard your voice, and I almost swerved off the highway. And so,
well, that's a compliment.
Yeah, so I'm like, great. That's my whole goal, you know, is to try to, you know, ante up the car wrecks,
create some havoc on the highway.
But you know, always hearing you and your take on the different topics that we mention and how you bring different stories together is always a joy. You know, there will be three people in here with different articles that seemingly have nothing to do with one another. We don't talk about the articles before we come on the show. We don't say, hey, what's your article? I'm going to find something similar. And then somehow you tie them all together with some kind of centralized theme, which is great.
I appreciate you thinking that it was a centralized theme. I'm impressed that you dug that out. So but thank you very much.
Yeah. And then, you know, just, you know, different shows, you know, where we talk about things like concrete with fluorescent lights in it to light parks. You know, we talk about
that was fun.
You know, different biblical discoveries, you know, in archaeology. We talk about technology. There was one where Disney had created something where people could, like, touch a screen if they were blind to see what fireworks look like.
Oh, wow.
I remember the haptic fireworks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So a lot of great, interesting articles, and it's always fun just to see those from a Christian perspective and to hear what people of faith think about these things happening in culture and in the world around us.
It's funny how many different topics like that we've covered. Any comments, Daisy or Winston, on that real quick, on what Scott was saying? We good to go?
Winston?
All right. Yeah. I'm happy.
Winston, he's got
this
nothing.
Is Winston's look. This is one of my favorite things about the show, is that look on Winston's face, which is I'm smiling and hoping he doesn't even look at me because I am not going to
I'm
comment.
I'm not ready.
It's like
I've
in a classroom.
I'm going to say.
Don't look at the professor.
But the funny thing is, you always have stuff to say. That's part of the picture. Anyway, I agree with you. Scott, I loved the technology stories. You brought a lot of those. You brought a lot of science stories. And I do remember the haptic feedback on the fireworks show.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of fun. And the Disney images, you know, where they were setting it up, where people could put their hands on the screen and sense the fireworks.
Oh, exactly.
Through.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Okay, Daisy, your second one. You get one for each segment.
I do.
Okay.
And
because she's threatened to turn off all the other mics
exactly.
if we didn't let her.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So this one's about my mom. So I used to be the call screener when we had a live show. And Larry used to be the producer. And
great producer,
it,
by
really
the way.
Fantastic.
He really did an unbelievable job.
He's a great teacher, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was very organized and very kind, very patient with me. But anyway, I was the call screener. And then he started saying, hey, you want me to train you how to do some of this? And I'm like, no, that's too many buttons. Because it was a live show then. So there was all that pressure to be perfect, you know? And I remember I had told my mom, she's like, oh, well, that's cool. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do it. I mean, that's just too much. I don't want to do that. And so months would go by and Larry would keep saying, you should let me do this. And so then finally I was talking to my mom on the phone and she's like, you know, Daisy, you are crazy for not trying it. I know you're afraid, but you need to try. I mean, when are you ever going to get an opportunity like this again? And don't you hate it when mom is right? Everybody can say yes and amen to that. So anyway,
I would, but my mom's listening.
Oh, yes. So don't you say it. The rest of us can say it. But anyway, yeah, she was right. And so I came in one day and I told Larry, all right, if you're still willing to train me, I'm willing to learn. And it's been tons of fun. And I really enjoyed it fairly quickly. So there's just an encouragement for all of those of you out there that are afraid to try something new that, mm-hmm. you know, is makes you nervous. Give it a shot. Sort of like our discussion on Tuesday. You don't have to be perfect at something to enjoy doing it.
Exactly. So. And in fact, I want to follow up on that by saying, do you... you know, was it for you anxiety every time you were invited on the radio, or is it something you've grown accustomed to? I'm just curious for you two guys, Winston. Is it something you've grown
initially
accustomed to?
Initially it was, and then it would be when I didn't prepare something until 5 minutes beforehand.
Which is every time now.
That would be
pretty much.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to think of what I'm supposed to say.
Appropriate anxiety. You've got about 10 seconds because I'm going to ask Scott this question, then I'm coming back to you. All right, Scott.
I don't think that I really ever thought about being anxious or nervous
about
being on
here. I don't think you've
here,
ever been anxious about anything.
But then one time Bill Watson came to my office and said, doesn't it bother you there's like 20,000 people listening to what you're saying?
Uh-oh. And I thought, it for you, huh?
I've never even thought about that. But then, you know, when I'm in here, all I think of is there's a few people in the room. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. It is fun. And, you know, I've grown accustomed to, I look at my screen in front of me as if that's the audience. But I really do think of it as I'm riding in a car with somebody. Mm-hmm. And so I'm, for me, just having that picture in my mind. Now, I have no idea who I'm riding in the car with, and I ought to be afraid of that. I ought to be nervous about it. Where are we going? Where are you taking me?
It helps that we're not live, too. So.
Okay, Winston, what's yours? Your story.
Does this have to just be free-for-alls or radio in general?
No, anything.
Okay, well, when it comes to free-for-alls, I think my favorite memories were any of the interactions between Daisy and Dr. Waddell. Because they represent very different stripes of conservatives. And especially on issues of politics. I have a straight shot of Daisy's face through the window. And then Dr. Waddell, you always have a straight shot of his face. You know, yeah. He expresses his feelings. It's hard to hide them.
Symmetrically.
Yes. Symmetrically. So that was always fun. But then I'd say other than that, Dr. Kramer, anytime you talked, that was my favorite moment.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
My boss. No, yeah. I really enjoy. I also really enjoyed talking poetry with you. And tackling some topics or things that people don't often think about. You know, there's a whole different side to conservatism than just politics. And appreciation of aesthetics and beauty is all part of that. And I enjoyed helping to
this
represent
was,
that.
In one sense, this was a rare privilege to be able to do that kind of stuff. And we did some shows like that with you, Scott, as well. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, 90% of the time you would say, well, that's not going to keep an audience. You know, you just say the word poetry and people are going to change the station. But it's really valuable, and it helps us understand scripture, but it also helps us understand the world and language and what we are as human beings and what makes it so valuable. And I loved doing those shows. And, you know, probably my favorite poetry show that we did at all was the Gerard Manley Hopkins show, able to talk through someone. Or maybe the Center Cannot Hold one that we did about WB8s, I'm glad you brought those up. It's fun to do poetry. Scott, any last comments?
Hey, it's good to be here one last time.
It's fun. And I enjoy being on with you guys. And that will be, for me, the thing that I miss, is gathering together with you guys on a regular basis and talking about a variety of topics. In a moment, we'll have one more pair to talk about it and our last segment. Listen to Coffee with Creamer, you're participating in the work of Criswell College. We love inviting you to think differently and hopefully harder about everything from scripture to odd stories in the news. But we also need your help. Your gifts help train the next generation of Christian leaders, and we're able to keep having fun with you on the radio. So visit perrycreamer.com to give and partner with us to engage minds and transform culture.
At Coffee with Creamer, Scripture helps us make sense out of a world that doesn't. We hope you've still got something warm to drink, because we're not done yet. Here's Criswell College's President and Professor of Humanities, Dr. Barry Creamer.
Segmental final, we go to, I'm joined this time by Dr. Steve Hunter. Steve,
yeah,
nice
thanks.
To see you.
Really glad to be here.
I appreciate you joining us for this final episode of Coffee with Creamer. And Rob Collingsworth, glad to have you in the room as well.
it's so nice to be here with you here at the end of all things.
Yes. Oh dear, that sounds serious.
That's Lord of the Rings. That's not perfect, but that's the Sam Frodo thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're on the mountain.
I'm not
I think they're about to
you
die.
Up the mountain. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they've already carried. The ring's
I'm
already
not
gone.
Carrying
okay.
you anywhere.
Finger's
right.
already
that's
gone.
Right. All right, that's good. And then Daisy. So I want to give you an opportunity to share a favorite moment from the show, if you've had one. So Steve, we'll start with you.
Yeah, you know, I will share. I see last words. We're talking about, hey, this is season finale. It's like, you know, the end of Friends or something. You know,
we have
a lot
millions.
Of season finales. Somebody dies, but
don't
anyway.
Make me start singing
for our final episode, there are millions glued to the TV watching something else.
Our outro music should be the Friends theme.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, one thing I really thought, you know, was so very important is that we talked about a number of different topics, but some topics that nobody will talk about, like depression. Uh-huh. We've talked about suicide, and you know, I bring kind of the feel good stories, but a reason because I like those stories of hope. And inspiration because I struggle with depression, struggle with anxiety, and pretty open and transparent about that, obviously, so that somebody heard the radio show and I happened to share that little piece of information and it was, hey, do you have time to talk? I'm struggling with some things as well.
Huh.
And always, for me, it's like I'm always ready to pull up a chair and sit down. In that moment, and it was quite a powerful moment.
Huh.
I don't want to live another day. Hmm. You know, I want to kill myself. Will you kill me? And I'm like, no, not going to be able to do that. But just to pull up a chair and let's talk and tell me what's going on and be able to walk alongside, I think is so, so very, very powerful. The other thing I will piggyback on some of the compliments that Winston gave you, Barry, because it is what I look forward to. During every show, and it is what's most important for me, every show, and that is these unrelated topics. And then, Barry, you take these unrelated topics at the very end and point people to Christ. And I think that's a great testimony about who you are, but I think it's also a great testimony and reflection regarding who we are as a college as well. So just want to say thanks to you.
I appreciate the comments. And I don't know, Daisy or Rob, if y'all want to comment on Steve's observations. But I want to make one, which is I do like that one thing about doing this show for the last 10 years. There are a few things that we've done where we have seen the fruit of it. So,
that's
for
true.
Instance,
yeah.
we've done shows with Involve for Life, and we
yes.
know they've received volunteers for that, or they've had contacts from
yes.
people who then saved the life of their child.
That's true.
You know, things, stories like that have always been the great reward,
yeah.
you know, for me. So any other comments? Daisy, you want to tell us yours?
I will go ahead and start mine. So there's two.
Okay.
I'm just going to put two in there. One is I read every book Johnny Erickson Tada has ever written. Mm. She was one of
yep.
my idols.
I was
yep.
figuring
and
you would bring
I
this one up.
And I got to interview her
oh, yeah.
on Coffee with Creamer, and
yeah.
it was awesome.
That's
so
top of the
that
food
was,
chain.
Yeah, it was a dream come true for
Very
me.
Nice.
So
nice.
That was really fun. And then, as much as I hate to do it, I'm going to have to compliment Barry.
All right.
Here we go. Barry.
Barry.
So when I first started as the producer, I was a student. I mean, I'm still a student, but in a couple different degrees later. But I was a student, and I remember thinking to myself, I can't believe I'm getting paid to hear this professor talk all the time. Like, I've probably heard him talk more than a lot of people he knows because I do every show. And I've been blessed by it. And I used to think, I just can't believe I get to do this. I can't
yes.
believe I get to hear everything he says all the time, and I get paid for it. And,
yeah.
you know, as a student, most of the time you have to pay
yeah.
to hear a professor speak, and yet I got to be paid for it, and I was changed by it. So
yeah.
I'm thankful
You've
for
been
that,
a real
Barry.
Blessing, Barry.
I only have one real follow-up
blessing.
Comment to that. You get paid?
Oh,
I had no idea. That's interesting.
Wait a
so
minute.
That's why she kept coming back.
Wait.
That explains what was going on there. Rob, you've got a moment.
I have a list. I'm going to go through them really quickly. Number
That's fine.
One,
you got time.
When I got here, I wanted to do this so badly, and I tried to hide it. I didn't want you
didn't
guys to know.
Well.
I didn't
knew.
Want you guys to know quite how
yeah.
badly I wanted to be on the radio.
Did you doubt it? Daisy,
no.
Did you doubt
Number
it at
two,
all?
No.
The original okay. format of the radio when I started doing it had a different time, and everyone would come up with one word at the end that tied together all the articles.
I remember that.
And I remember getting so panicked my first, second, third, fourth, fifth, because I was like, I don't know how to tie it together. That's Creamer's thing. Yeah, I'm not good at that. I also remember listening to myself and learning, oh my gosh, I use this one word way too much. It's the word basically. I'd be summing up an article and I'd say, so basically this and basically that. And it was just awful. I hated listening to it.
Basically,
I had to
that's true.
And then I had to become so aware of it that I was trying to stop. Number four, it was really fun hearing people say, I heard you. It was also really embarrassing people saying, oh my gosh, that show yesterday was so funny about the thing. And I'm like, we recorded that two weeks ago. I have no idea what you're talking about. Number five, I love that the topics have run the gamut from pop culture, golf, politics. I mean, like, just the wide spectrum of what we've covered is so much fun for me. We get to talk about really fun, crazy stuff about comic books, and you know, then we talk about serious stuff about suicide and depression. Yes. And it's just great to get all that different stuff.
On that.
I have loved so many. Number six, I've loved so many of the interviews we've done. People I've gotten to interact with: Robert Lopez, John Wilsey, Russell Moore, Johnny Erickson Tata would be one of those. Van Taylor, Brian Fisher of Human Coalition. I loved that show. Letting people hear what they do for the pro-life movement. I loved it. And the last, number seven, is one particular show that I really pushed Creamer to do. And the two of us did this show on JFK and conspiracies. And it was right at the 50th anniversary of the JFK. And
that's good.
You know, we were in Dallas. And it was so interesting talking about that and then trying to put the Christian spin on it. But it was, it's been a blast.
And I will say, with tying things together with one word, do you remember we made a challenge out of that where we would give each other the word before the show. And you'd have to find a way to make that word.
It was like
you had to say that word somewhere in your mouth.
It's remarkable how much unity there is.
The
and one
basically.
Of my favorite people in the world and works for Criswell College, Hayden Moore. He had a word too, and we teased him. We have teased him relentlessly about using the word
absolutely.
Over and over and over again.
Yeah.
The same way you used the word basically, but it's because we loved him and loved hearing it. And he was fantastic when we had him on as well. And Daisy, you've been nothing but a model of Christian virtue and excellence. What a fine producer you have been. Done an outstanding job.
Amen.
Audience, thank you for enduring. I pray it's been something to help
you
endure in your faith. We love you. Love the people around
you. Love you.
Thanks for joining us today for Coffee with Creamer. Remember, we're on the air every weekday at 6:30 and 10:30 p.m., and you can find our show on iTunes or streaming at barrycreamer.com. If you have feedback from a show, questions about who we are, or an idea for a topic we should cover, shoot us an email at radio@barrycreamer.com. Until next time, keep your mug hot and your mind sharp.